At this time, I'd like to invite forward any of the young folks present in worship this morning for a special time together up front. Thank you all for being here in worship this morning. I think there's one or two more coming up. Here we go. Excellent, excellent. Here's the thing, guys. We just heard the end of a story that Mrs. Annette just told us about a guy named Jonah. Can you say Jonah? Jonah, yeah. And Jonah was this guy that God wanted to do some work. God wanted Jonah to go to one of the really big cities and tell all of those people about God. But here's the thing. Jonah didn't really like the people who lived in that city. And so he didn't really want to tell them about what God had done. And so what do you think Jonah does? He grumbles and he pushes. You know when sometimes you have to do your chores and you don't really want to do them? What do? You go, oh, I don't want to do these, right? That's what you do, Dylan. Yeah, for sure. No doubt. You never want to do your chores. I get that. And Jonah didn't want to do this chore either. But guess what? Ultimately, God convinced Jonah to go after some really big fish got in the way. And Jonah goes to this city, to this group of people that he doesn't really like. And he tells them all about God. And guess what happens? All of the people in that city turn around and go and start loving God back. See, even when Jonah didn't really want to share God's love with these people, God still loved them anyway, because that's what God wanted. How cool is that? And today, we get to share God's love, not because we don't want to, but because we actually want to. So what do you see that's different up here today? You see all the stuff you're pointing your hand at, right? Yeah. You see the orange, and you see the food, and you see the cans of food. You see all these things. See, all of these are stuff that people out in those pews, the people sitting out there, they brought some of that in so they can help other people to be able to eat. So people who maybe couldn't afford food by themselves. And when they do that, they're telling others how much God loves them and how much we love them too. And guess what? God does love them. And I think a lot of them are going to get to know that love because of this food that's here. So here's the thing. There's some cool decorations up here, right? I see corn, and I see orange, and I see pumpkins. But right behind you there, Camden, there's a basket of pumpkins. Can I have that, dude? Thank you. Now, Mrs. Karen brought these in for us today. So each one of us is going to take one of these home instead of a lollipop today. Is that okay? You're going to get a pumpkin that you can decorate at home. But here's the thing. You'll put it in your office. Okay, Dylan, that's cool. Thank you. The one downstairs, right? Yeah, thank you. I know. You're right. I know. So the next time you see this pumpkin at home, can you remember how much God loves you and God loves the people you share your food with? Can you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys. There's two things we should do before we head back to our sessions. Well, today, pumpkins in a prayer, all right? So let's pray first. Let's fold our hands and bow our heads because that helps us concentrate. Dear God, thank you so much for sending to us your son, Jesus, to show how much you love us. Help us to love those around us, even though there are times we might not want to. Thank you for loving them even in those tough times, and thank you for still loving us all the time. For we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.